Yeah, I'll have to send you a link to it. I haven't messed around enough with mine either. Like Dakota, mine's like slowly losing a charge. But supposedly you can use it to kind of like monitor like the spectrum or whatever. There's also this other device called a TinySA, which will also do the same thing kind of. Well, I mean, it's only really going to be used for finding that there are frequencies available and are being used, and then you can zoom in on them and listen for what they are. But, yeah, they're not cheap, though. That's the only thing. There's some Chinese clones and things like that, but the HackRF itself is pretty cheap, but then, like, the little graph, the little port-a-pack thing, you gotta pay another extra $100 for it. So it's an interesting toy. The reason why I went and grabbed onto it because I didn't know what was going on with this whole tariffs and customs stuff. So I, just in case, I ordered one like a couple months ago because I didn't know if it would go through customs. I heard stories that they were like smashing some of the devices going, so some of the RF devices going through customs and stuff because of the flipper zeros and all that stuff. So I found a U.S. Source for it, and that's what I got this one for. You know, it shouldn't be illegal to listen,